for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning. It's time for Crazy Ass Fridays on the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. Remember, you can change the world. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit and let everybody know you're not their possession. Yeah, can you imagine Uncle Sam, you know, saying, hey, man, we pay all the bills, so you better do exactly what we say. Yeah, not chance happen, is it? Ah, God bless you. Come on down, man. Change the world today. You can do it. You're where you are at and the people you influence is probably broader than you think. And we can always do better, I believe. So, 518-906-1839 if you want to call and listen to Call and listen to Revolution Radio. So I hope you're having a great day. 518-906-1839. Okay, what do we got going on here? Let's see. Call in and listen. I talked about that, right? Don't forget the archives over there. And don't forget the donation page. As I am painfully aware of in my own life, spending all this time on air, is not really financially, rewarding, I guess is a good description. So, anyway, help Revolution Radio out, help it stay on the air. That's a good thing to do. Let's see what else we got. And get ready because away we go. That's right. Wag the dog. Yes, Ukraine. The only place in the world where the United States really gave where the United States has now decided not to help Ukraine except with, we'll give you some supplies. NATO is showing its showing that it knows that it has been wrong all of these years to produce the color revolutions in the former Soviet states that they did, that the social engineering and the economic hitmen, the modern day colonialism from the USA. Brought to you by Victoria Nuland and Trader 44, Barack Obama. Anybody that thinks that Joe Mencia, that our brain dead president, knows his ass from a hole in the ground, is a, how should we say it? Isn't paying attention. Maybe that's the way to put it. They're not paying attention. Yes. We have to remember that back when Barack Obama was president, the Obama's White House doctor says, Biden was at times incoherent, confused. And, with all of this and then years later, we do realize that Joe Biden really isn't capable of handling a crisis like Ukraine, number one. Number one, even if he had his mental facilities, Joe Biden couldn't handle this crisis. Number two, Joe Biden and Barack Obama are the reason we are in this crisis. They believe that they and the neoliberals with the Center for a New American Security, that's with Victoria Nuland, could literally overthrow the Ukrainian state government in a color coup. It's a revolution that is bought and paid for in the good old fashion of the CIA, the NSA, the KGB, or the FSA today, or the Chinese government somewhere. I mean, this stuff that we're seeing in Ukraine that started and then is now ending isn't a whole lot different than the shit that went down in Iran so many years ago and is still a thorn in the side of the United States of America. My real concern is this idea or the possibility of a nuclear false flag in Ukraine. And word has come out that the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, the deciding factor as to if the Ukrainian government would, how should we say it, would remain out of NATO. The final straw in all of this was that when the president of Ukraine declared his wish, and then his purpose of idea of getting nuclear weapons, and that Ukraine should become a nuclear state to protect itself from Russia. I kid you not. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. The Ukrainian state, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It really is. It's out of this world that Ukraine would have or should have nuclear weapons. I mean, it's the amount of criminality in Ukraine is unbelievable. Okay, it's unbelievable. The it just is a it has become a hellhole of corruption and crime. Human trafficking, the most in Europe is tracked back to where? That's right, Ukraine. Yeah. Barack Obama, or maybe it was the White House, we're not sure, condemns Putin's brazen attack on the people of Ukraine. Barack and Michael, prayed when for Victoria Nuland and the economic hitmen to colonialize Ukraine in the name of NATO. Yeah, NATO should have been thrown out years ago. They will murder their own citizens to remain relevant. Once you understand that, once you understand that NATO murdered, bombed, blew up buses. I remember because I grew up in this turmoil that was created by Gladio, Operation Gladio. When the NATO so-called stay behind forces, they're like the guerrillas, they knowingly were blowing people up for the political purposes of, oh my God, we have to blame it on the communists. We have to blame it on the fascists or the leftists, when all the time it was the right-wing governments of Europe that run, you know, the European Union, I should say, and NATO. And you know who that is, right? That's the United States of America. Then they exported Gladio B over to Turkey, where they were supplying the rebels and ISIS and others, okay? And then turn around that way, you get over to Scott Bennett, and it's almost like Gladio C, which was another level of funding for terrorists in the Middle East, so they could have, you know, another senseless war for oil and for power and to Balkanize Syria. Yeah, it's idiocracy. And, you know, just the other day, I don't know if you were paying attention, but the White House put out a piece of propaganda. It had clearly be propaganda because it said the office of President of Barack Obama. I guess, you know, Jen Psaki, the old communist redhead and spokesperson, is it's crazy. Bombshell documents. This is another reason why we're having the wag the mutt moment in Ukraine. where the general prosecutor's office had earlier released evidence and documents revealing that millions of dollars were funded to Hunter Biden and the John Kerry family. John Kerry, the catch-up man, or I should say the man who married into the catch-up fortune, just doesn't have enough money that they have to grift all these other people and all these other places around the world. You know, Paul Pelosi's in his, what, fifth or sixth FBI investigation, and magically, every time he comes up squeaky clean. We know that's a lie. We know that's a lie built on lies. Yeah. So the rat holes have been exposed. All the backdoor money transfers are being put out there. And, you know, this attempt to, how should we say it? Cover the evidence in Ukraine, you know, by essentially goading, you know, the Russians into taking out Ukraine, especially after I say, and I'll repeat this again and again and again. It's my belief that Victoria Nuland, when she was in August, she was in Moscow negotiating, if I remember correctly, back in the summer, late summer. And I guess everything kind of stalled and fell apart. And then in early October, there was the attempted coup manufactured by the United States in Kazakhstan. Anyway, and then Victoria Nuland went back to Moscow to negotiate in the 2 weeks after that happened, to negotiate on Ukraine. And then, of course, that's when all the evidence was coming out that, well, U.S. aid, the AKA the CIA program, to get into countries paid $1.25 million, or, you know, in grants to, people that were actually from Ukraine that went into Kazakhstan and acted as trainers and advisors. You know, that almost sounds like Vietnam, don't it? Yeah, we hired people to go in to train people and to be advisors. Yeah, I didn't think about that to then, but yeah. Yeah. But this idea that Ukraine should be a nuclear power is absolutely ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's crazy. And, you know, the U.S. and the U.K. are the ones really pushing all this because, you know, the truth is it's their countrymen who were essentially, you know, raping, robbing, and pillaging Ukraine, you know, here, lending them money and then taking kickbacks. Oh, they're not massive kickbacks, but, you know, when you give somebody $1 billion, $50 million really isn't that much of a kickback when you look at it spread amongst a few people, right? Yeah. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. It really is. The United States government, like Joe Biden, bought and paid and pimped on the damn street. Let's see. Where was this story? Ron Paul points out and is right that the Fed is the enemy of the American workers and the friends and the central bankers of these corporate fascist governments that we see today. Do you think it's a mistake that the World Economic Forum, you know, essentially sponsors the Canadian Prime Minister to do their bid and work? And the only time that the little bastard got his chain jerked in was this past week. Yeah, little Justin Trudeau got a reminder from the bankers and from the people who actually own his pitiful little Cuban ass. That's right. The bankers told Justin Trudeau to remove the emergency order. Now the damage is done and most of that money ain't coming back. And the banking system is collapsing in Canada. Everybody has for the last week to 2 weeks, since they started talking about and implementing this seizure of bank assets, the people who have money in Canadian banks have said, oh, hell no. I don't know what you're going to declare illegal retroactively next. Hey, you never know. You know, 20 years from now, in Canada, they may say anybody who used a wood stove to burn wood is a criminal and they should have their bank accounts seized. Anybody who does, anybody who burns a precious branch or a tree or, oh my God, pollute the air with that carbon that's stored in that tree. Anyway, it's crazy, isn't it? But Justin Trudeau, word come out that that's why Justin Trudeau said, oh, well, we can't have this emergency order anymore. Number one, it's so ludicrous when people are looking, you know, at the Bouncy Castle Rebellion in Ottawa and the government has to declare martial law to deal with truckers parked in the street, honking their horns and bouncy castles. Canada just, you know, made themselves the ripest nation in the world for invasion. I mean, really? A group of litterbugs could invade Canada, and it would be a national crime. They'd have to go to re-education camps. Meanwhile, the American worker gets eviscerated through inflation and deflation, and he becomes essentially irrelevant in society as he can't afford to buy a house, he can't really afford to rent a house, and they're working 40 hours a week and still can't afford and can't buy and can't see and can't hardly live. This is the Klaus Schwab. You will own nothing and like it society. But Klaus Schwab doesn't control me or my society or even the people that I know. If Klaus Schwab would tell the people that I know that they should own nothing, they would laugh at him and give him the finger and tell him to go fudge himself. Yeah. Tell him, call the paddy wagon, the mental ward for some demented old man. Hey, he thought he was God and Jesus and Lord Rothschild all wrapped up in one. Yeah, talk about insanity, man. Woo, yeah, they've lost it, man. It's crazy. It certainly is crazy. Bump, 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 bump. Yes, you know, while the coronavirus scam-demic is being exposed on steroids, while Donald Trump, who was proven to be innocent, is proven again right as the Democrats had spied on him and had used counterintelligence operations run by not only the government, by Democrats, Russians, insiders and outsiders and foreign nationals, most of them paid for by either by Barack Obama and the United States government or by Hillary Clinton. I think that's the telling thing here. And that we all know that, you know, Barack Obama was briefed about the plan by Hillary Clinton to try to smear Donald Trump as a Russian asset and Vladimir Putin. But what they didn't know was that 4 to 6 months before that, in the spring and early summer of 2016, that the CIA, the NSA, the FBI were all working in a coordinated effort to drum up Russian connections. Now, it's also said that in April of 2016, it was allegedly said that at a dinner, that this idea was brought up at a dinner with Barack Obama. And, you know, this could be true. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't have a lot of news articles on that. And that's another reason. Listen, if you see a news article and then you don't see it in any other liberal places, any other liberal media, it's not on, you know, CNN, MSNBC. It's not hitting their talking points. And that it was just one kind of critical thing, you know, like Hillary Clinton and her Pied Piper strategy for Donald J. Trump and the 500 news organizations that acted as Hillary Clinton's publishing and public relations machine. People forget that shit. I don't. It's all a circus, a circle jerk of your mind.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Is the truth jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Lost a little honey on the lone highway. Left me for another on the lone highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the lone highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. Yeah, I'm going to skip a little bit around here, and I was talking about COVID, I think, right before the break. I'm not 100% sure, because everything I'm doing here is expertaneous speech and pulling up news articles and reading it and trying to figure out, hey, what we got going on here. So yeah, COVID. I wanted to switch over to COVID because the Ukraine is being used to cover the fact that the COVID lies are being exposed, that the vaccines themselves are being proved to be completely faulty, and the evidence that the COVID, SARS-CoV-19 virus itself, which is a real thing, you know, from 10% of the people in the United States to 30% of the people in the country of India, they don't believe COVID even exists. They think it's like a thing. Anyway, maybe it's a Bill Gates computer virus. I don't know what their brain is. I can't figure it out for them, but anyway. We have seen the lies that have been perpetrated. This is a 4-minute clip, but there's so much good stuff in here. I have to play it. Listen to the, oh, wait a minute. I got to share my sound. Sound sharing on. There we go. And let's play it. There we go.
Is it a fair conclusion after looking at everything, all the evidence that we have heard tonight, including your own evidence, is it a fair conclusion to say that, one, we only have an illusion of a pandemic that was created by a faulty PCR test? Two, they're using this illusion in order to use drugs that kill people, which is then, three, the reason for making people believe that this is caused by the virus, the illusion, and then, four, use vaccines that are just as deadly as remdesivir and the other drugs.
The illusions, Dr. Kinnear,
is absolutely the illusions. However, the corruption cannot be understated. Dr. Pierre Corey, he continues to say this is a nonstop, obvious, corrupt attempt to create death and harm. The PCR tests do not determine if you have SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 or any respiratory virus for that matter. It's a faulty test, faulty cycle set up for it to create and exaggerate cases of COVID-19. In March of 2020, our CDC published documents to hospitals around the country. Thomas Renz filed a lawsuit. They actually said in March of 2020, all hospitals, if a patient comes in and you test them positive for influenza A or B, but they test negative for pneumonia and negative for the PCR test of COVID-19, this is in their own documents. If you'll look at the intake form and look at their home address, if it's in a city where in the media you have heard there are positive cases of COVID-19, you can call this case a positive COVID-19 case, document it as such, and we'll give you a 20% additional bonus for that diagnosis instead of the actually tested, confirmed flu diagnosis. And then they did the same thing for pneumonia. So beginning March of 2020, they started incentivizing hospitals and clinicians to give diagnoses of COVID-19 that were false, even if they didn't test positive for PCR, and they incentivized them all to do it. So, yes, it is an illusion orchestrated by our federal health agencies to exaggerate the cases of COVID, to exaggerate the causes of death from COVID, and they're calling them complications of COVID, and I would definitely call on as many plaintiffs as possible of loved ones who have died in hospitals around the world who were treated with remdesivir. I have actually encouraged, asked for, and have had and received thousands of these from around the world. And I asked them to look at their certificates, their death certificates. You will see they died of complications of COVID-19. They diagnosed secondly from acute kidney failure, and they died from complications of secondary COVID pneumonia. It is not secondary COVID pneumonia. When you shut down the kidneys and you put a IV bag flooding water into the veins of someone and they can't excrete the water from their kidneys you've shut down, you flood their abdomen with water. It then floods inside the heart, and then it infiltrates your lungs and you drown them to death. It's called pulmonary edema. So I call on everybody to drive as many of these people in to actually give this information. We know this is what the drugs do. Yes, there's an illusion that they're dying from a virus. They're being poisoned to death with ill-advised protocols. Absolutely. They're also being asked and incentivized to artificially exaggerate positive cases and give diagnoses for it. I just showed you that Medicare in America is incentivizing hospitals with a 20% bonus and the code if you'll just give us a positive COVID-19 diagnosis for all Medicare-age patients. Really. And I would like to ask you, jury, judge, if, like I showed you on the NIH chart, that there's only one drug as of December 16th that's FDA approved for treating COVID-19 hospitalized patients, why is Medicare bribing all the hospitals to use that one and only drug if there's only one approved to be used anyway? Why would Medicare have to bribe them with a 20% bonus payout to use the one and only one? There can only be a nefarious reason behind why they're bribing all hospitals to use that one drug proven to cause acute kidney failure, liver failure, and heart failure. From the beginning, we knew that was the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've all been lied to.
Absolutely. We've been lied to again and again and again. Not just about, you know, the scamdemic, you know, the source of the virus coming from a lab that was a Chinese lab that was essentially, funded, built by the French, funded by the United States of America, not all of it, but some of it. And also, you know, then research funded by the United States of America, you know, in communist China. And basically the, you know, next to North Korea, you know, China's the most, you know, repressive regime in the world, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, if you look at what Canada did and you look at this velvet iron-fisted tyranny that these liberals have today, you know, it's not far off here in the United States, if you ask me. I mean, these people have, you know, lost their minds, lost the bid, lost their power, lost everything. You know, we shouldn't have this demented old bastard for president. He should have been run out of politics long ago. Here, listen to this.
Took his speech and kind of paraphrased
Johnny Carson
as his own. And then the press got on it. And Biden says, not to worry. He reassured his staff. He said, we have nothing to fear but fear itself.
There is one less candidate in the race for the presidency tonight. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry. I'm angry with myself for having been put myself in the position of having to make this choice.
Took his speech and kind of paraphrased it as.
Yeah, so, Biden blamed himself, but never, you know, blamed himself. Isn't that, pretty damn sad, isn't it? Well, hell, here's another stellar American politician. Hey, can we say crooked Hillary?
It is not enough for America's future that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing. And at this moment in time, our country needs us. And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros.
It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process in this country.
It is not.
Yes, it's a problem for George Soros because, you know, when George Soros grew up, you just, you know, took your swastika and went up to a house and said, man, look, you all Jewish. Get to the camp. Get to the camp. Yes. George Soros, a Jew, assumed the identity of a Nazi and has never looked back. He has found that it's easier to rape people than to have an honest to be honest, you know, George Soros is just another shit stain on the drawers of humanity. Yes, and, you know, Hillary Clinton's upset because she didn't even get to be a shit stain. Yeah, anyway, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. Our world is so upside down, sideways, it's not even funny. Yeah, here's, I think we played enough shit. I gotta do some talking here. Yeah, Ukraine, man, I'm telling you, that's still got a bubble up to the front of the top of almost everything. But U.S. vaccination rates are now collapsing and everybody is saying, no, thank you. I don't want your clot shot. I don't want the jab shit. It doesn't work. You said it yourself. You get one shot and then you have to get another shot. And then 4 months later, you have to get another shot, or 2 months later, if you got the single shot. And then 4 months later after that, then you got another, get a shot on a shot on the shot. Yeah. So you got to get the reshot for the shot. And you know, if that's the vaccine, guess what? I'm a bazillionaire. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, come up over here and see my unicorn and my starship. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can imagine Jeff Bezos would pay somebody to surgically implant a gnarl in the head of some kind of a horse, you know, and groom it a specific way and tell everybody, look, it's a unicorn. I only own the only unicorn. But you know that bastard would have to be, you know, rainbow colored, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Now, if you had a rainbow colored unicorn and you could take that thing around there, liberals would have their furry freak off, man. I'm telling you, Antifa might come and kiss your feet, even if you're a conservative. Oh no, they would claim you're abusing the poor thing. Can't we get any more unicorns? What happened to the unicorns? I think liberals ate them. I think that's what happened to them. I think liberals loved them so much they ate them. And they, you know, it's like taking all the fish out of the sea. Once a liberal gets a hold of a unicorn, you never see it again. My God, it's the craziness of it, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so the data that the CDC and the federal government has been collecting for what, more than a year on hospital data, they only release specific parts of it that are beneficial to the government narrative. Okay. That's what they are. They're beneficial to the government narrative. That's the only data that the Bureau of Lies and Shit and the CDC and the rest of them want to release. Everything that is favorable, that works with the narrative that they want to push. In Ireland, for example, Ireland, ladies and gentlemen, Ireland quit giving the data out after the analyst looked at it and said, whoa, well, you know, there's more people hospitalized that are vaccinated than unvaccinated. Oh, there's more people dying from the vaccinated, unvaccinated. They had their first shot and they died. So you said they died unvaccinated because they didn't have their second shot or it wasn't within a couple weeks later, right? It is just unbelievable. Oh gosh, man, I'm telling you. Hey, do you think we'll ever get, you know, Mitch McConnell's virginity back? Yeah, Mitch McConnell's virginity. You know, he lost it to China, didn't he? Isn't that his Chinese slave girl that Xi Jinping sent to pull Mitch's little Twinkie? You can't blame Mitch for wanting his Twinkie pulled. Come on. He's from Kentucky. I mean... God dang, man, you up there in the hills? A hell of a thing. I'm telling you, it's sheer crazy. It's just sheer crazy. Hey, there, how was it? How's that? But yeah, hey, remember Paul Ryan? Paul Ryan, he climbed further up Obama's ass than Hillary Clinton did. Yeah, Paul Ryan. And wasn't he from Wisconsin? Yeah. I think he was doing a cheese plug or something. I don't know on Obama. I'm telling you, it's sheer crazy. I hope y'all are having a great day. Man, it's just nuts today. I'm telling you. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, here's one for you. The Germans. The German federal minister wants kindergartners to be educated about right-wing extremism. Oh, it's all that right-wing extremism. You know, but she forgot to mention, you know, Islam and those crazy nut jobs and let's just say, left-wing lunacy. Oh, yeah, those right-wingers, man. Yeah, hey, that's what the National Socialist said. Look, what are people going to wake up and understand? You know, all of these countries that are so-called awoken, and they're liberal, and they're liberated. You know, they're just frickin' fascist. They're National Socialist, you jackasses. The only thing is, you're not under the target of their whatever it is at the time. Canada. Who knew about the maple syrup mafia? Sons of bitches. Man, and you know what's even worse, right? Oh, God. It's the frog Canadians. I mean, the French Canadians. Oh, my God. Come on. Are they going to ban me from Canada next because I use those words? Hey, Justin Trudeau, why don't you wax Jessica Yovanovitch's balls? There's some equality for you. Yeah, that sadomasochist would probably love it. He'd be ripping off anus hairs if he could. Yeah, Justin Trudeau, man, I'm telling you. Oh, God forbid. But the Germans? The Germans want to warn people against right-wing fascism? Oh, extremism. Oh, well, that's okay. It's just extreme. It's not fascistic or anything. Oh, my God. Yeah, German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser. Yes, says, children in kindergarten should be taught about Cyclone B and the dangers of left-wing extremism and national socialism, she said. I'm just doing it correctly instead of, you know, people should not be able to say anything they want. Yes, kids won't be taught about the death dangers of communism, will they? No. Oh, now communism is right-wing, right? Yeah, oh, that's right. In the new media, in the new stupid, in the new world disorder, communism is now a right-wing ideology. Yeah, yeah, and George Soros got two zits on Hillary Clinton's ass to pop, too, tonight. He better get his ass going. Man, I'm telling you, I wonder if he takes his little swastika. Does George Soros still carry his little swastika knife he had from his youth when he was shoving the jibbing those people? Get out of your house, man. Get out of your house. I'm no Jew. I'm a Nazi now. I'm a National Socialist. I love National Socialism. Yeah, let me take your money. You got anything worth anything in there? It's mine. You're Jewish. Get out of here. You're unvaccinated. You're dirty. You're filthy. You're unwanted. You're uneducated. You're everything. Oh, man, I'm telling you. These liberals, they're just stupid beyond belief. They really are. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's sheer crazy. Ah, bum, 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 bum. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. That's right. In the trial of, what's the guy's name? Goldman banker Roger Neg and G, right? they're trying to scapegoat this guy for the massive role of Goldman Sachs in the one MDB case that was was $4 to $6 billion that the Goldman Sachs helped others build the Malaysian government out of. Yeah, so Goldman has already pled guilty itself and forked over nearly $4 billion. But they're trying to say, oh, it was just one guy in the bank. Nobody else knew about it. Nobody else did anything. Nobody else. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, nobody else. It was just this one guy. Yeah. Hey, that's just like saying the only crook at the FBI was James Comey. Yeah. That's like saying the only tranny in the White House is Michelle, or is it Michael? I'm not sure which. I mean, come on. When are people going to wake the hell up and understand that the entire organization is guilty? I want the bankers to be shut down and to be put in prison. I want the bank to be, I want the people to be forced to withdraw their money out of Goldman's bank. They should have to defund and disinvest of everything in their portfolios within 1 year. I mean, this is kind of death penalty that these sons of bitches should get. And when I went off the deep end, I guess when I started my road down my actual actions against government, you know, of withholding my permission, withholding my money, you know, and pushing back, was when the bankers threw out all of those secured documents they were supposed to keep, and they made forgeries. And the attorney generals and the banks got together with the federal government, and they screwed 40 million Americans or more, because the banks did not do what they were supposed to do. They did not do their financial or fiduciary duty in tracking and holding and keeping of the bonds, the physical bonds themselves. So when they found out and people went bankrupt and had to go to court or foreclosed on, they didn't have any really documentation. They didn't have any deed work or anything. They just had some printouts of some sheets they had on some spreadsheets. So what do? They forged it. They made it up just like they did with the black ledger out of Ukraine. But it was complete fraud, and the government caused it to be a burden on the people that did the right thing, not a burden on the companies that did the wrong thing.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. That's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
The pill has been taken. The blinders are off. Are we in the end game, or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
Alright, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Come on down, join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and join us today. You can catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Just a few of the streaming services that the Revolution in the Morning Show goes out on. Also, remember, it's Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You can come on down and join us in the Chatsy chat room. You can call in and listen at 518-906-1839. That's right. Don't forget, you know, we are listener supported and commercial free. So if you're at when you're at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, make sure you get up there and click on that donate button and find some way to support the station. I know you can, and we really appreciate your help. Let's see what else we got. The archives. Remember, archives are there where you can listen to previous shows of the more than 80 hosts here on Revolution Radio. Now, I don't know if they've got them cleaned up yet or not, because I haven't been in there for a little bit, but they are go back about a year. So, yeah, and you can download them and keep them on your own drives and for your own privacy and what you need. So come on down, join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Over here in the Chatsy chat room, there's Lady Horse and Monster 383. There's Dawn's To You and Memes and Driver Dan 2 and Buffalo Chip, the Red Pill and Disser. There's William W.H. DeVoe over in Scotland, excuse me. Yes, there's May Street 139 from Ohio and Bryce and Mitchell and Batsman and Azra and Mr. Rowe and Max the Wolf and it's, I like it, Bimpers better. Yes, Dr. Mim Jing and, Cat Dog Girl, Wally and Nessomania Mad. Chair Bear and Free Hugs and Valerie and Blessing and Gino 2017, Malaya in the Kitchen and Popsicle Toes. Yes, Dirt and Howitz and Chevy Cool and Pat Rabbit. Let's see. Fled Crane was all here about in the last 40 minutes. You know, some of them only a few minutes. But, yeah, come on down. Join us in the Chatsy chat room if you dare. Yeah, lots of discussions going in there. So, yeah, let's get back to news and information here that you can use. Oh, let's see. I don't even know why they put this article in there. I guess it's for people that don't own dogs or don't own cats or rabbits or animals or, you know, that there's a story out of France24.com, right? Mind control media. Dog shows signs of mourning after loss of canine companions. Yeah, after their doggy friends die, they dogs mourn. Duh. I don't know anybody who hasn't had a dog doesn't know that and hasn't observed it and seen it, in all honesty. Yeah. What else they got going on there? Yeah, it's just that's just a pablum filler, I guess, that they put in there for some reason. Yes, and also owning a pet can slow mental decline in older adults. That's right. You know, if you have your furry friend, it does keep you, one, it keeps you more active, and it can add 5 more years of cognitive of adult old age to your life, they say. That's right. Michigan, that's university study, 1,300 people aged 65 with an average age found that long-term pet ownership helped delay aging in the brain. Moreover, benefits were greater for black pet parents, I guess, for African Americans, is that what they're saying? People with a college education and men. So yeah, I don't know what that's all about, but that's crazy. Release stress. Yeah, and you know, usually they're, you know, your loyal friend. You know, they're not like they're not going to go. Usually they won't go date another human unless they're American Eskimo Spitz, and they got to be the one and only dog, man. Yeah, we found that out. Here's one for you. And on Facebook, praising Nazis are now allowed. That's right. Facebook is now allowing its billions of users to praise the Ukrainian neo-Nazi battalion, the Azov Battalion. Yes, remember, it's basically the swastika, except one of the arms of the swastika is straight, so it looks somewhat like a Nordic symbol, I guess, instead of the Jewish symbol that the Nazis used. Anyway, it's certainly crazy that Facebook reviewers have said that now you can post about Azov movement volunteers as real heroes. but you still can't post about Goebbels, the Fuhrer, and Azov all in the same sentence. Hey, when is a Nazi not a Nazi? Oh, when they're fighting fascism. Hey, don't we got that in Portland, too? It's sheer crazy. I mean, these people, you know, they, you know, march up and down the street and still praise Hitler. It's a hell of a thing. Hitler killed Russians. Yay! Hitler killed Russians. Yay! Yeah, like that's a good thing. Anyway, it's all idiocracy on both sides of the fence. I'd just like to point out. Meanwhile, Mittens, good old Mitt Romney, blames Trump's America First policy for Russian, the Russian attack in Ukraine. Well, considering that, Trader 44 and Victoria Nuland and, it seemed things were quieting down in Ukraine. However, Joe Biden was elected. Victoria Nuland, got back in her position as some ambassador, interior, State Department member of some, you know, let's start more wars, or who can we overthrow today department. I think that's the one Victoria Nuland runs. Who can we overthrow today department, from, you know, subpartment of the State Department, the CIA, you know, the NSA, and, you know, the Obama administration. you know, they just seem to think that, you know, they can just overthrow governments at will. And I will not. Oh, it's that time again. It's that time again. 911. You know, I missed the first hour, didn't I? 911. Yeah, 911. It's an emergency. Yeah. Idiots in our government. Man, that is a major emergency, isn't it? I mean, these dipshits for brains like Mitt Romney. I mean, listen, do you wear a magic mask to go with your magic underwear, you dipshit for brains? I mean, we have to ask that because Mitt Romney is just this low-life gutter scum of a Mormon that essentially, you know, rapes corporations and companies, you know, as they're falling apart. Mitt Romney is there to hump the dead body till it becomes a skeleton. Yeah, I mean, that's really Mitt Romney in a nutshell. You know, a corporate raider who would hump a corpse until it turns to a skeleton and the government quits sending its check. Meanwhile, Mittens is voting Democrat, though, right? Yeah. I mean, Mittens is a Democrat. Let's be honest. He shouldn't even really be in any political party. You know, good old Mitten Romney. Meanwhile, Elon Musk is saying, I did it, man. I did it. I did it. We did it. Starlink reconnects Tonga to the world after the devastating tsunami essentially wiped out all of its infrastructure. A team of SpaceX engineers restored high-speed internet service to remote villages on the tiny Pacific island nation of Tonga. They had undersea communication lines severed when a nearby eruption of a volcano. You know, you hear all kinds of stories about that. It was mole men exploding their mole device, I think is what it was. Yeah. So they're getting some communication and some high speed internet access, you know, via, you know, links, Musk's, Starlink. Now, the question is, can the poor suckers afford it? What Elon Musk wants to actually charge for something that, well, doesn't work as well as they say. And then it's vulnerable to burnout from the magnetosphere reduction and minor solar storms. Yes, minor solar storms. Listen, when there is a serious solar storm, and when I say serious, I mean X10 or above. That's a serious solar storm. Elon Musk's satellites will be vaporized almost instantly. They'll be fried anyway. But that Elon Musk's shit will be fried, you know, even if we have just an X-class flare. Okay, just a single X-class flare could and possibly probability take down every satellite that Elon Musk has in the sky and all of the other satellites that are essentially flying in parallel to that orbit around Earth. Okay. Just because of it's in the band where the part of the electrical connection between the Earth and the Earth's core and the magnetosphere and everything interact. And that happens to be one place that, you know, when there are minor electrical or solar charges, that it will get hot and it will fry those satellites. I think it's just they need to move them higher, but I don't think if they can, they won't think they'll work properly. But anyway, it's sheer craziness. It's idiocracy, the world, the way we read it and see it today. Ah, man, I'm telling you, these people are nutsos. Did you hear the federal court just revealed, Biden's Supreme Court nominee? Yes, the U.S. Appeals Court of the District of Columbia Circuit deviated from its typical procedure by issuing an opinion on Thursday and notably said that Jackson, who was interviewed with Biden for the Supreme Court nomination, was in the majority in the 2-1 case. Some legal experts took this as a sign that Jackson could be the nominee if they're essentially now, well, the courts are so politicized that they are doing this shit. Okay. And this is just some of the sad stuff that's happened. I'm not sure if this was the woman whose staff actually altered the records of other Supreme Court nominees and her own by a staffer. I mean, this is crazy. I think it was Jackson whose administrator went in and was doing the WikiLeaks editing. That's why you can never trust WikiLeaks, because these people go in and edit it and do what they want. You know, just as Exelion Corporation that now owns the Peach Bottom Atomic Power Plant had gone in and had to minimize and erased and changed the wording and stuff of the when the nuclear power plant was shut down by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission because of massive, performance and environmental structural levels within the control room and the operation of the plant itself. Not so much the technology in the plant, even though it was 1970s technology and still is. Anyway, yeah, the crazy idiocracy, stupidness, silliness of it all. Yeah, so Biden has now come out and said, hey, I'm going to tell everybody by the end of the week, I'm going to tell everybody my Supreme Court nominee. Yes, you know, anything to distract from Ukraine. Here's the thing. The Democrats are already getting pushback and from some of the others or from some people about who to put on there and who not to put on there. And so we don't know. Biden's three finalists are young. Brown Jackson's 51, Kruger is 45, and Childs is 55. Essentially, they want to put these people to be on the Supreme Court for 40 years. That is just absolutely absurd. There needs to be a, what do they call those things? A term limit on the Supreme Court. There is no doubt that it should be, but it's sheer crazy. It really is sheer craziness. So I don't know who it's going to be. I suspect it'll be Jackson because she's super liberal and she is essentially, you know, she wants to be in the club and she's proven herself on the bench to do any damn thing to get in the club. And that's, you know, essentially, you know, the problem. You know, these people will do anything to get in a club. They will sell everybody out. They will do, you know, whatever they need to, you know, and whoever they need to throw under the bus, they will do it. It does not matter. Hillary Clinton is getting ready to find out. Really, Hillary Clinton is getting ready to find out how expendable her and Bill really are. She believes that she is essentially, what would you say it, that she is invincible. That they, you know, that all their wrongs they've done in the past will never catch up to them. So all these politicians know that and see that and believe that because they have watched it again and again and again. As long as you don't step on the wrong toe and you toe the line of the liberalness of it all, they will essentially do any damn thing for you, with you and against you. It certainly is craziness. It certainly is foolishness that where the world that we're living in today and the dystopian of it. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how they can brainwash so many people to go along with the absurdities that we see these sons of bitches pulling today. Justin Trudeau up in Canada, the bouncy castle revolution, it's an emergency. Rebellion. It wasn't even a revolution. That term would be weaponized. It would be a rebellion. And these sons of bitches don't know. They've been in control with that velvet iron-fisted glove for so long that they won't give up those extrajudicial powers that you let them have when they ask for 2 weeks to bend the curve. In Canada, it came from 2 weeks to bend the curve to 2 weeks to smash the truckers. In the United States, it went from 2 weeks to bend the curve to take the jab, or you can't come in the club. You can't come to work. You're essentially, you know, a second-class citizen. You've become, you know, Jim Crowvid, right? Yeah. That's the ticket, right? That's the world that Democrats want to reinstate it today. Jim Crowvid. They want to bring back Jim Crow. But they can't do it because, oh my God, then that would be racism. So we'll just, you know, What if it was just the lepers? I mean, remember the outrage from liberals about the medical discrimination and the hate that people with leprosy would have? Here it's a virus with a 99.8 and 99.9 survival rate for the people that are under the age of 70, really. It's absolutely freaking absurd. And if you're a medical professional and you were going right along with the program, maybe you're not so professional. Maybe you're just in it for the job and for the money. And you can't even essentially use your own critical thinking skills that you were educated with, that you've had in your job for years. Most of these older doctors and nurses and people have been in the nursing field before, you know, 3 to 5 years or more, you know, 5 years before COVID, but the ones that have been indoctrinated into this new medical system of whatever they say, it doesn't matter. That's what you do. That's the sad truth of the reality that we're living with today. It's unfortunate, but these are the facts that we see today. People are lost in their sea of stupidity. They want to go and watch their foosball games. They want to watch their sports games. They want to play their games on their computers and TVs and such. And you know, they can tell you about their favorite sports teams, their football teams, and all this other stuff. And nah. Otherwise, you know, they couldn't tell you who runs their government and what their government did in their name. Oh, yeah, we know about who won the stupid bowl, but we can't tell you jack shit about why we're in Ukraine. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan Franklin. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday
for free association. When we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down. Join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Get the straight truth, not that mainstream mind control. Well, it didn't take that long, did it? Following Zelensky's readiness for talks, Russia confirms a high-level delegation to discuss the neutral status of Ukraine. Russia is ready to send a delegation to Minsk for Ukraine talks. That's right. So, with the Russian troops being, you know, essentially, on the outskirts of, Kiev, I don't know the status of Russian troops elsewhere in the country. See, that's all, you know, I hear a lot about some of the stuff going on about in Ukraine. And I know they raised the Russian flag at Chernobyl at the resort plant area there. So I don't know a whole lot if the Ukrainians are holding on to how much of the country. Remember, initially, Vladimir Putin said the purpose of the operation was to help the LNR and the DNR, these separatist zones, free states within the country, basically, including the demilitarization and the denazification of Ukraine. Now, he talks about denazification. I mean, listen, and a lot of the folks in Western Ukraine, you know, really are, you know, still Nazis. Maybe not be popular, but it's just the straight truth, that we see, we hear, and we understand, you know, what is really essentially going on. Where in the hell is this, I was trying to get over to this. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's Glenn Greenwald, Tucker Carlson, the Clucker Tarlson.
Hang on. So what's, this is obviously taking place as we speak, and it's hard to know the full outlines of it, but give us your reaction to it, if you would.
Well, one of the most striking things is this immediate climate that has arisen where there's a lockstep, unified script that everyone's required to follow. And if you don't, if you question it at all, you get accused of being a traitor to the United States and or an agent of the Kremlin. And one of the things most remarkable about this is that what you're not allowed to say now is something that people at the highest levels of the U.S. government have been saying for many years. For example, the idea that it is incredibly provocative, legitimately so from the perspective of the Russians, to expand NATO up to Russian borders is something that if you say now, both to identify the cause of the tensions, but also a way out of this war to say we won't expand any further, including to Ukraine, you get accused of being a Putin spokesman, even though people like the director of the CIA, the current one, William Burns, said back in 2008, warning the Bush administration about expanding NATO on the grounds that it's not just Putin, but everyone in Russia, including his enlightened liberal opponents who view that as a grave threat to Russian national security. Or if you say, we believe that Ukraine is of vital national interest to Russia, but not to the United States, and therefore the U.S. shouldn't risk war directly or indirectly with Russia, you get accused of being a traitor. And yet that was Barack Obama's position for 8 years
yes.
when asked why he wouldn't flood Ukraine with lethal weapons. And so, so many of the things that have been long recognized suddenly overnight became taboo.
So you've got to wonder, I mean, in this environment, I think it would be very difficult for the Biden administration, and I think there probably are some people there who agree with you, but to say out loud, look, we deplore the invasion of Ukraine. I'm speaking for myself here, too. But we're really worried about where this could go and the effects on our country and the world. And so maybe it doesn't undercut our national interest to say what we've said for for decades, we're not going to expand NATO to your borders. What would we lose in that? Sincere question, do you think?
That, it's an important question because this is an incredibly dangerous war, Tucker. There's two countries with the largest nuclear stockpiles on the planet on opposite sides. And this follows 5 years of extreme hostilities created in Washington due to Russiagate and other things that demanded that we not even talk to Russian diplomats and that we treat them as this grave threat. It's an incredibly dangerous situation. We should have done everything we could to avert the war and should do everything now to try and defuse it. And so if all we have to do, which is the Kremlin position, is promise that NATO will never expand to Ukraine and have Ukraine say the same thing, why aren't we doing that? Maybe that wouldn't work. The Russians say it will, but why haven't we done that until now, and why aren't we doing that?
Well, it's clearly why we're not doing it, because our president is, dementia Joe Biden. That's why. The Associated Press reported it was Jackson was the Supreme Court nominee that Biden picked, Brown Jackson. So, yeah, that come out sometime this morning, I guess, while the show was going on. I don't know when I talked about it, but getting back to this this shit. Here, listen to this. This double-talking idiots. Listen to them.
This is going to take time. It's not going to occur. He's going to say, oh, my God, these sanctions are coming. I'm going to stand down. He's going to test the resolve of the West to see if we stay together. And we will. We will. And it will impose significant costs on him.
Will he go beyond Ukraine, sir? Do you see him going?
Yeah. We have heard for weeks that these sanctions were at least in part a part of a strategy that was based on deterrence as well as prevention. Today, with the president's comment that no one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening, moving forward, do you expect this slate of sanctions to prevent any further advancement or aggression from Russia?
Well, I would say that later in the back and forth or the press avail, he also said when asked, if sanctions cannot stop President Putin, what penalty can? And he said, I didn't say sanctions couldn't stop him, which leads me to believe that's not exactly what he meant.
Well, then once again, Joe can't talk straight, and we don't really know what he said. But when asked if Putin was going to hit America with nukes, Joe Biden said, I have no idea. It's sheer crazy. As I said earlier, my biggest fear is a nuclear false flag of some kind in Ukraine. Listen, I don't put anything past the West and the United States or anybody else, in all honesty. President Xi in China has asked Putin to negotiate with Ukraine, going into Ukraine and, how should we say it, invading Ukraine, with peacekeepers. Invading Ukraine back after the United States and Victoria Nuland threw in a coup that overthrew the government. There is no doubt that's exactly what happened, and that's how we started, and that's why we're here now as the reverberation and the pushback from the, American empire that is now essentially sitting almost on the doorstep of Russia. Russia might as well build ICBMs and put hypersonic missiles in Cuba then, right? I mean, if we're going to put missiles in Poland and in Ukraine, hell, he might as well put missiles, in Canada. I mean, that's where China will put missiles in Canada next. In fact, they probably already brought them in and shipped them to their Chinese weapons factory out there and assembled their little nuclear missiles so they could do a decent and an appropriate electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. Just theoretically. That's something that wins, right? The European Union is set to freeze Vladimir Putin and the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov's assets in the West. Yeah, well, imagine that. So they're going to freeze their assets. They're going to try to sanction the hell out of Russia and Vladimir Putin. In fact, in another announcement this morning, Joe Biden has announced that the U.S. State Department, in cooperation and coordination with Disney, has suspended Vladimir Putin's pass to Disney World, and that he is, no longer welcome, at the Magic Castle Land. Yes, the EU, Joe Biden, have really struck at the heart of the Russian president. They canceled his Disney World pass. Man, wait till they throw that. They can't throw in all Russians. Hey, have we started to segregate Russians? And, like we did with Muslims now, are we going to, and Ukrainians and, Turks and such, you know, are they going to be segregated when they come into the United States and sent to different areas? That way, you know, they can be like Minneapolis and up in there in Minnesota, where, you know, they have this Islamic enclave and they put Ilhan Omar in, you know, the dingbat who actually went to a terror training camp. And well, she did something to someone with something. I guess that was the night she slept with her brother. Yes, you know, it's like the night Chicago died. Yeah, that would be a great parody song. The night Ilhan Omar slept with her brother. Yes, the night democracy died. That's right. Anyway, so Ukraine sent a high-level delegation to discuss their neutral status. And you could hear him all the way from Panama City saying, "No mas, no mas, no mas." Anyway, so the White House, you know, they said the Russian troops are 20 miles outside of the Ukrainian capital. And and they've linked up with their other troops that came in on the highways. And from what I understand, there was a Marine type landing and down in Odessa, and no word on all of that, or if troops came out of Crimea, I guess, off the peninsula. And I often thought they were going to use the Dnieper River as a border and, you know, section it off that way. I don't know. I can't say. But the truth is, you know, whatever's going to happen now, you're going to see the militarization of Ukraine. And, you know, it's either got to be cleaned out and kept out now. And the truth is, because of the West, they really can't even they can't even split it in half now. I was hoping they would be able to just take a couple regions in the West and South and call it a day. But with the response from the West and the arming of the citizens and the rest of the country, if that Putin would stop and make a line, you know, the first thing that would do would all of the weapons and arms and stuff would flow in from the UK. You know, it wouldn't be long. You know, these guys are going to be trying to buy nuclear weapons from Pakistan. I mean, that's all it would take, right? And don't forget, you know, Saudi Arabia has already bought nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And I don't know if they have fired up their nuclear power plant or not yet. Yeah, just think, the Saudi Arabians in the desert with all that oil and gas, that they need nuclear power plants. They only need nuclear power plants to cover a nuclear program. And the weapons program. That's the only reason the Saudis need it. In fact, they can buy their nuclear weapons program, but they can't buy the facility. They had to build it in Saudi Arabia. warning, UK petrol prices are going to hit $1.60 a liter. I don't know how much they are up in Canada right now. But $1.60 a liter, there's a 3¾ liter to a gallon. So, you know, for you Americans, you know, think about that. You know, you're looking at, $3.20. Add it up. That's right. Yeah, $6 a gallon for American. And, you know, that's in Europe. you know, and they said the price to charge your car in Germany jumped 81%. That's right, 81% to charge your car. Remember, you bought the car because it was cheap, it had a battery. You might even be able to plug it into the sun and go. After a week. Anyway, so yeah, it's sheer crazy, crazy stuff, man. I'm telling you, what we have going on today. Where is this Drudge Report? There it is. Let's pull it up here and see what we got. Nazi Führer, Führer 2022. They're trying to say that Putin is the Führer. Once again, the media is trying to create this, remember, communism was in the Cold War. That idea and ideology isn't going to work anymore, because if it's communism, then China is bad too. And, you know, Vladimir Putin is also a former member of the World Economic Forum. He's one of Klaus Schwab's illegitimate children. Does that mean the World Economic Forum is bad too? And Klaus Schwab is bad too, along, you know, Justin Trudeau, you know, Mr. Little Castro up there. And, is it still illegal to ask how many puppets the World Economic Forum has in the Canadian government? Is that still illegal to ask that question? You know, will you get the RCMPSS at your house? You have to ask that, because that's the truth. You can't really ask, because then you get put on a list. I got put on a list way back when the United States entered Iraq, and we had already done one war, and we just didn't come home. We decided, or the United States decided, they could socially engineer democracy in Iraq. It's absolute lunacy. And I only asked one question in the search for the weapons of mass destruction and all of the accusations and everything else. I asked one critical question. Where are the Iraqis that want to hang the Americans who gave Saddam Hussein those chemical weapons? Why aren't the Americans responsible? The Democrats and the Republicans that armed Saddam Hussein. The same nut job assholes from the CIA that gave sarin and their other gases and chlorine gases to ISIS, al-Nusra, so they could pull false flags in Syria. Now we're in Ukraine, and everything is bigger, on a bigger scale. I mean, if you think about it, the strategy of tension and the building up to all of this, in all honesty, something massive has to happen. It's the only way that it would relieve the pressure. And, you know, this strategy of tension that the United States believes that they can win. They can effectively bluff and bluff and bluff until the mushroom clouds start coming home. Because this is the perception and the reality of Joe Biden and the political system this demented old bastard lives in. Or, you know, maybe in the past, while Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and the rest of Barack Obama's team essentially, you know, are the backdoor administration of this government. Barack Obama should be imprisoned. James Comey, Andy McCabe, Pete Strzok, Lisa Page, They should be in prison. Rod Rosenstein, Sally Yates, H.R. McMaster, many, many more should be in prison for the attempted overthrow of President Trump. The blackmail of the chief executive of the United States of America. What a crime. What a craziness. And the mainstream media, those that control the minds of the millions of media lemmings that we see today, they pull them along by the nose ring that they have in. That good old snot catcher. Or maybe they just got a little pair of clippers with a long handle, because you don't want to get too close to those snot catchers today. But how are they led along by such absurd narratives that we see today? It really is crazy. It's idiocracy. It's silliness. Mind control works. I've been calling it the National Milgram Stanford Prison Program. And that's the world that we live in today. The National Milgram Stanford Prison Project. That's where we're at. Program, project. That's the reality that they're trying to bring in. You can see how it works in some people that blindly believe the media. And because they have this specific biased point of view, they believe nothing else. Me, I don't believe any of them. I think they're all so full of shit, their eyes are brown. They can't stop lying. And only because they need more firewood, I guess. God dang Pinocchios. Hey, everybody, you have a great day. Have a great weekend. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello.
My name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. Mission 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.